Hello and welcome to Campus Connection for Thursday, May 4th. I'm Kelly Burley along with OSU President Burns Hargis. Howdy, Burns.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, it's drying out at my house just a little bit. How about you?
I know it's pretty soggy out there, but we're glad to have the rain.
Hey, let's turn to the wind down of the academic year. Several OSU students being recognized nationally for academic excellence.
Yeah, this is a big, a wonderful group of students. Nick Nelson is a Barry Goldwater Scholar, which is one of the most prestigious honors in the nation for students seeking career in the sciences, math, and engineering. And that certainly includes somebody like Nick, who's pursuing degrees, listen to this, mechanical engineering, mathematics, and aerospace engineering. So he's the 20th student from OSU to win the Goldwater. Emma Kincaid has earned the prestigious Udall Scholarship for her leadership in health-related accomplishments. She's from Broken Arrow. Nick, by the way, is from Stillwater. Emma is the 16th Udall Scholar and the third straight to earn the honor in categories of Native Health and Tribal Policy. Five students earned the Fulbright Award, which places students in countries around the world. Sydney Stewart conducts swine research in Germany. Cotton Flynn will be researching nutritional levels in Ethiopia. Biology doctoral student Christina Anaya will be doing research in Iceland. And Candace Square will serve as an ambassador in Israel. Also, Jared Hitch, a geography major, will conduct research in Estonia. So we're going all over the world. We'll have cowboys spread out around the globe.
In addition, Burns, OSU students have been competing successfully in several competitions.
They have. We're very proud of the students that put together MITO Material Solutions. That's an acronym, but it's capital MITO, Material Solutions. They finished second in the nation's premier business plan pitch competition at Rice University in Houston. It includes students from both the Stillwater and Tulsa campuses. The product the students have developed is it doubles the lifespan and reduces the weight of fiber-reinforced composite materials, which can, of course, be used in the automotive, aerospace, and wind energy industries. The team member Haley Kurtz won the Courageous Woman Award, and the company was awarded $90,000 in investment prizes. So, quite a day. The team also won a $35,000 prize for finishing second in the Baylor Business New Venture Competition, and it won the Donald W. Reynolds Oklahoma Governor's Cup. Another student startup team won the grand prize in the Love's Cup, which is, of course, supported by Oklahoma's own Love's Country Stores. It is in the undergraduate high-growth division of Oklahoma City. Chemical engineering and entrepreneurship students formed Vision RX, which is working to combat retinal eye disease. And last but not least, and I'll quit bragging, but there's plenty to brag about, OSU senior Natalie Upton won first place in the solo undergraduate division of the National Trumpet Competition. So we've had quite a year, a lot of outstanding students, and we're looking forward to graduation.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.